Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
We're going to be all right. It is the day after with Tom and Laura, 94KX. Before we talk about my friendly visit to Evan yesterday, we do want to tell you people that we do have our COVID vaccines, not because we are a morning show, because Laura is employed by a local school district.
And, yes, indeed.
And I got my first round because I'm an old man, a cranky old man, who is a diabetic. And diabetes is a bad thing with COVID. So that's to put a buffer between any listeners right now who want to say bad things about us on social media.
No, I don't think that they will. Everybody will get their turn.
Like I said,
I was lucky enough as a coach to be afforded the opportunity to get vaccinated. Dose two was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, all of the things that you see online about 12 hours later, it packs a wallop. They are not kidding.
You received your second dose at 11 a.m. yesterday. By 11 p.m. last night, you were like, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Feels like I have the flu, okay. In all honesty. And that's just, it's a sign that it's working, that it's doing what it's supposed to do in my body, which mm-hmm. is build up a defense against COVID-19. So the symptoms are a good thing. You just kind of have to gut through it.
And if you have a job where you have to get in your car and drive, we both advise you not to do that. Laura has been broadcasting from home for almost a year now, so
yes.
She's giving it a shot today. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. We'll give it the old college try, so to speak. right now, full disclosure, we're wrapped in several blankets on the couch.
Okay, stay there. That's fine.
Yep, we're keeping it real here. I have a whopping headache.
Okay, keep the volume on the headphones low.
Yep. And, but did spike a temp. Still have a temperature when I checked it this morning. So okay. It is what it is.
Where is that temperature at?
101.4.
Oof. 101.4. Mm-hmm. All right. So these are things people should expect upon their second dose. Some people have mild side effects. Some, I suppose, don't have any. But most people do have flu-like symptoms 12 hours afterward, and that's exactly dead on for you, right?
Pretty much, and then they say that they can last anywhere from an additional 12 to 24 hours, sometimes up to 36, depending.
Oh, my.
So my nurse, who administered my vaccine yesterday, encouraged me to hydrate, but to try not to take any pain reliever, fever reducer. You can take Tylenol mm-hmm. later, but he said that there's conflicting research.
Yes.
So to allow your body to have the immune response necessary to try and just gut through it.
Yep. That's very important because there are conflicting reports. A lot mm-hmm. of people are doing Tylenol, Advil before they even go for their dose. Don't do that. And some are doing it immediately afterward. And now there's a story that you don't want to do the Advil. You just want to do the Tylenol.
Just the Tylenol.
Or nothing at all. It's up to you, depending on how you want to tough it out. On the other side, I got my first round of the Pfizer vaccine.
Oh, okay, so I had Moderna.
Mm-hmm. So I got my first round. It is a Pfizer dose, and I got it at Evan yesterday. Thank you to Nurse Kate, who is very kind.
Yeah, because Tom, you don't like shots.
No, I don't.
You have a little anxiety.
I don't even like walking into a hospital to visit someone. Okay, mm-hmm. I just, hospitals and doctors, lab coats make me nervous, all that crazy stuff, but I have it all. But so I did say to Nurse Catherine, she said, you can call me Kate. I said, okay. I said, look, I'm okay with whatever you want to do as long as I'm not looking at it. So just, I'm going to look over here. I rolled up my sleeve and I said, you go head on. And I said, and catch me if I fall. And she said, I'll pick you up if you fall. I said to her, oh, okay, well, I am a lot bigger than you. So I guess maybe just let me hit the floor.
Right.
But I was fine. She was so good at that. I remembered what Laura told me. Don't tense up your shoulder or your bicep or your arm. So I just relaxed my arm, and she just grabbed my arm real quick, and boom, it was over.
Nice.
I didn't even feel it, actually. This morning, I'm feeling it a little bit. And so for those who have yet to get your vaccine. There'll be a little tender spot on your arm. Some people reported a little swollen patch. You've seen them on social media, little red marks or a little bump. I don't appear to have any of that. So
okay, well, that's good.
Doing okay, so so we made it. We did it, Laura.
We did indeed. I just have to make it through like today.
Okay. All right. And we'll do that. And for those listening right now, if there's any moment where Laura worsens, then she'll be done for the day. But we do want to bring this to you, Central Pennsylvania, because this is what you will be going through soon. So
exactly. And hopefully we all get the vaccine and we can try and get back to normal. There's light at the end of the tunnel. That's yes. What I kept telling myself as I was like freezing and hot and achy all at the same time, like all night last night. I was like, this is better than COVID.
That is exactly what you want to say. Consider the alternative. Okay. So yes, you hang in there. You lay on the couch. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Thank God. The grape nut shortage is almost coming to an end.
I can't believe that there was actually a shortage.
Me either. I can't believe anybody actually eats this stuff. But the great, and this is what it's being called, tell me this isn't a marketing scheme, the great grape nut shortage 2021 could be over earlier than expected. Post Cereal said there would be no grape nuts on the shelf till possibly April or May. Now they're forecasting the cereal will be back by March 1st. Yay.
Okay.
Does anybody eat that stuff? Let us know.
I mean, it's a good way to break your teeth.
Yeah. It's not, there's no grapes in it and there's no nuts in it, right? It's just like some.
Yeah, I never understood the grape nuts.
Some kind of hard grain or something. It's like, you know, go out in your driveway and pick up a handful of pebbles and then just, yeah, pour some milk on it. Anyway, since they're coming back for March, they're coming back with a contest. 10 random fans, they call them fans, really, will win free grape nuts for a year. What's that, a half box?
Wow.
Really? They just want some marketing, and they just got it from Tom and Laura. Go to Post Cereal's Facebook page for details. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here, grape nuts. All right, we all saw the Try It Tuesday live Facebook video with Laura yesterday. I got to ask you, if given the chance, would Murphy the Morning Show Dog and MacGyver eat grape nuts?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Did you watch that video from Try It
Tuesday
yesterday?
Yes, it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
They'll eat anything. And I didn't even tell them yesterday that that was for them. It's like they knew instinctively that those plates were theirs. And they needed to get at them.
They knew they were going to celebrate Fasnacht Day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season. Some of us go to church and get dirt sprinkled on our hair today because they're not going to do the forehead. I don't know if you celebrate that. Good luck. If you fast for 40 days, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
News is
next. I just
next.
Don't eat meat on Fridays.
Yeah, there you go. That's the old Coal Region Catholic thing.
Yeah, like today you don't eat meat.
Yep.
And Fridays you don't eat meat.
Yeah, thank God for pizza, right?
Exactly.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
To the afterglow.
Well, some people might call it the stupid news of the day, but Laura and I don't like the word stupid, so we simply call it...
And there it is.
There it is. So you go into a Dunkin' Donuts and you ask for a dozen of donuts and the girl racks them up for you and you say, excuse me, I think I got ripped off. There's not 50 donuts in here.
I want 50. I need more. 50. 50. That's what a dozen
50,
is.
50, right.
12. You don't understand the English.
12 is a dozen.
I want more than 12.
You don't need to be rude.
Yeah, you see, 50 is your waistline. 12 is a dozen. And,
ouch.
And there it is. And finally, your mom taught you not to run in the house with scissors.
Exactly.
Well, what if you're a barber and you're not running in the barbershop? You're just doing your job.
He was walking around behind me, and then he slipped. I was like, oh, it's fine. And then I realized he's holding scissors, and there's blood on the floor. And he goes, oh, my God, I just stabbed myself. I think he fell right on the scissors. I think he was kind of in shock, so he got up really fast and pulled him out.
From what I understand, like, if it was like an inch to the left or right, I mean, he would have been gone. They thought it was a stabbing. Guy gets stabbed in the center of the chest with his scissors, and you and the police come and you tell him, yeah, he fell on his scissors. The story is not believable, so I don't really blame them for thinking that.
So head into the barbershop and say, take a little off the top, make it tight on the sides, and take a little off your chest.
Oh, my goodness.
And there it is for the day. News coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve with a beautiful day today, but a big snowstorm coming tonight and all day tomorrow. You ready for that, Laura?
Yeah, we'll give her a shot.
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning, the day after COVID vaccine shots. Number one for me, I'm fine. Just a sore spot in my arm. Number two for Laura, she's toughing it out with all the symptoms they say you get, right?
Yep, I have every single one of them.
Don't you feel lucky?
Indeed, I do. Actually, it just means it's working and it's better than COVID. So I'm just going to keep telling myself that as I close my eyes here.
Yes. Are you going to be okay for the 7 o'clock hour?
Mm-hmm, I should be.
Because we'd like to hear some good news, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, three stories to make you smile on this Wednesday morning, especially when it's so cold outside.
Birthday buddies on the way next hour. And boy, crazy weather down there in Texas.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They don't know what to do with themselves.
All those stories and more on the way.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Well, every morning, top and bottom of the hour, we hear the news. But how about the good news?
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Every morning, the good news with Laura Good.
Again, I love this trend of people giving amazing tips. A couple did it on their anniversary.
Oh.
My heart started racing. You know, I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to like run around and be like, can I find someone? Because this is kind of unbelievable.
We have a lot of these type of guests. They've come in. They've started their families here. He was very specific. He wanted to make sure it was shared with all the staff.
You know, it almost makes you want to like cry when people are that generous.
It just really put a smile on everybody's face here.
Oh, that is good news.
$2,000 as they celebrated their 20th anniversary.
So it's their party, but they leave the big tip for the staff.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Good. That's good.
It's Ash Wednesday today, Tom.
Okay.
And a priest in Connecticut came up with this amazing idea. He's encouraging people to give up negativity for Lent this year.
I thought with the pandemic and so many other things that have gone on in the world and in people's hearts, let's fast from negativity, which gives us the opportunity to really focus on who we are and what God wants us to be. I thought, hey, if we give up negativity in speech and attitude and thinking, that it's just going to make us better people and we're going to have a happier Easter.
You know, he's dead on right there, man. Let's give up the negativity for 40 days and see if it'll last forever, right?
I like it, and I could use some of that this morning. Instead of being negative about how I'm feeling, I'm going to be positive because it means that modern science is working. Oh, yes, I can't tell myself that.
Hang in there. One more good news story, maybe?
Yes, last but not least. A small town in Oklahoma called Wagoneer doesn't have any homeless shelters. Instead, owners of local bars, restaurants, lounges let anyone stay there to get out of the cold. They also hand out blankets, food, other supplies, no questions asked. If you are in need, any of the small businesses in Wagoneer, you can go up to and get shelter.
Wagoneer, Oklahoma.
Right?
They're not used to cold temperatures.
No. And neither is Texas, my friend. Oof.
So hats off to the people down south who are suffering through this polar vortex. And for those who are, you know, giving blankets, giving shelter, giving food, that's good news.
It's great news. And if you needed an extra reason to do something nice today, today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Aww. So there you go.
There it is. The good news every morning.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
She just wrecked up your truck real nice. Tom. Tom and Laura in the morning. Let's keep with that Texas vein, that down south cowboy kind of feel. Weather is crazy in Texas. I have several friends that live down that way. One sent me pictures of her driveway with an inch of snow in it. Oh, this is crazy. Really? Come on now. The other one is my niece, my little brother's daughter from Nipa, who moved to Houston, and she's just laughing while she walks her dog and people just stunned by the snow and the cold temperatures. She's saying, hey, this is nothing, you know? And then she had to drive to work, which made her feel like, okay, nobody in Texas knows how to drive in the snow. So that prompted me to grab the quarantunes, head into the studio.
There have been numerous accidents reported as a result of...
And do a little George Strait.
...here in Texas, the entire state, for the first time in weather history, under that winter storm.
I crashed my Lexus
in West Texas that were under
Texas.
A blizzard warning.
Here.
Outside my winter, cactus covered in winter. What the hell state am I in?
You're in Texas.
I feel a redneck begin, because I'm wearing a scarf and it's irritating my skin.
Welcome.
We lived in Texas.
Winter.
Alice in Dallas done made me jealous with her shoveling skills.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But sweet Eileen in Abilene's on her butt from those icy spills.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I crashed my Lexus in frozen Texas.
Howdy, y'all. Yeehaw.
And snow ain't something I ever dreamed that I would see. It damn near wrecked us, the snow in Texas.
What do you do for a living?
Just whatever plunks my twine.
I suppose next we'll go ski in Tennessee.
You won't hear that on Bigfoot. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, rocking the red with Evangelical Community Hospital all month long. And we love to have guests on the show every Wednesday during the month of February. Coming up, Tyler Hansen talks about exercise. It's that simple. I mean, all we have to do, well, maybe not all, but exercise definitely helps when it comes to matters of the heart. Tyler's the athletic training coordinator at Evan. He'll be coming up next hour. Also on the way, a Tail Wagon Wednesday without Laura. If you're with us early this morning, today is the day after COVID vaccine for Tom and Laura. I got my first Pfizer injection yesterday at Evan. Thank you to Nurse Kate and a great staff there at Evangelical. I'm fine. I just have a little soreness in the arm. That's no big deal. I played sports all my life, you know, where you the next day after a game, you're like, ah, my arm hurts. Wonder what happened. You know, that kind of thing. So it's no big deal. Laura, on the other hand, had her second vaccine, her second Moderna, and she toughed it out as long as she could this morning. She had to sign off at 7:30. God bless her. This is necessary, though. We have to wear a mask. We have to get vaccinated. It's that simple. But there are those now who are called anti-vaxxers. So today's piece of viral comedy is two comedians that get in a fake argument about wearing a coat down south when it's freezing cold. They don't wear a coat because of the coat conspiracy.
Dude, it's like 30 degrees. Don't you want to put on a jacket?
No, I'm not brainwashed by the coat industry. Thank you.
The coat industry? Aren't you worried about getting hypothermia?
You know what? If you look at the statistics for hypothermia, most of those people were wearing coats.
And so that's reason to not layer up when it's literally been snowing all day.
I feel like if you did your own research, you'd sort of know this. The coat industry is like a $1 billion industry. It's all a scam. So they want to get you to buy more coats.
Because coats work.
Okay, sheeple. Do your own research on this and then we can have like an actual conversation about it.
But what if you get sick?
I mean, do I look sick?
Today's kinda viral comedy of the day with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Well, we don't have Laura. She bowed out at about 7:30. Her second round of COVID vaccine has finally taken its toll. Trooper, though. I just love that Coal Region tough mentality of Laura Good. She got her vaccine at 11 a.m. By 11 p.m. last night, she wasn't feeling well. Came on the air with us, as usual, 6 o'clock this morning. and hung in there till 7:30 and just said, you know what, this fever's got the best of me. So best to Laura, and rest up. I got my first vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, yesterday at Evangelical Community Hospital. Thank you to Nurse Kate and the staff. They were great to me because I'm a big baby, and they took care of me. And now I wait until March for vaccine number two. Hey, we are rocking red with Evangelical Community Hospital all month long, and we love Tom and Laura Live, the segment where we bring live guests into the studio during a pandemic. We are doing it all on the Ford toll-free fun line. And we've got Tyler Hansen with us this morning. He is the athletic training coordinator at Evan. Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is a pandemic is kind of a crazy time. We're not used to this. So we're all stuck indoors and we're all just sitting on the couch. This is not conducive to good health, is it?
No, not at all.
So what, you know, what should we do? I mean, there are those that love to go to the gym, too, and maybe the gym is closed. What are we going to do?
See, this is a time where we start self-motivating ourselves, exploring our options, because we are limited. Depending on where you live, depending on what orders are kind of controlling your area, we may not have gyms to have that as an option. So we have to start exploring what we can do inside our house. So, I mean, we can explore. Obviously, there's a ton of technology that's out there that can help us with at-home exercises, mm-hmm. Especially if you live alone, if you're like a single person in your own apartment, or if you have a family. There's tons of options out there, whether it's, you know, downloading these apps, getting into these virtual classes that are sustained, like we offer at the military, we offer virtual classes or virtual personal training. We're getting on that and keeping yourself, you know, disciplined during these workouts, and also getting the family involved, starting to have some fun with that. You know, I mean, if there's snow on the ground, start utilizing the snow, maybe go out, go sledding, go ice skating, enjoy those winter activities, because they also do put a lot of cardio output. Yeah. Out there with you. And it's also a good family, safe, fun environment and activity.
Get the kids outside, make a snowman or something, right? You know?
Exactly. Have a snowball fight.
That's a great idea. And if you're inside, maybe you're a little bit older, you're inside, maybe you surprise your wife by saying, hey, you want to move the living room furniture?
Exactly. Or it's even if you wanted, you know, kids with the technology, put a reward. Hey, if you move around for this much amount of time through the day, you get your iPad, you know, or hey, we got to get this through this activity. And then you can have, you know, your phone or the TV or something like that. Make it a game for them as well as a reward.
That's a great idea. We're talking to Tyler Hansen from Evan. He is the athletic training coordinator. So it's all about movement. We get that now, inside or outside. Yep. But to close here, Tyler, we have to keep it safe, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That's also the biggest, most important issue. We've all kind of been sedentary this past year, and kind of even we're not being able to continue our strict routines because gyms open, they close, you don't have a gym, you have to work out at home, so you're limited. So staying away from those orthopedic injuries is going to be super beneficial as well. So not only do you need to kind of continue these workouts to keep your mental health up, your heart strong, but also we got to stay safe. Don't overdo it when you're first going back to the gym or getting back into working out, because you want to stay safe. You want to stay in shape, but you don't want to be injured right away. So if you do feel something, if you do feel a little bit of a strain, a pop, you don't feel as weird, you know, stuff like that, be sure to contact your primary care provider just so then you can, you know, explore what's going on with that. But just be safe.
Yeah, please be safe. And yeah, keep your primary care provider in mind. And, of course, Evangelical Community Hospital offering screenings and educational programs to promote hearts, healthy hearts, and fight against heart disease. It's been great talking to you, Tyler. I guess I'll see you on my next knee surgery over at Orso.
Yeah, well, hopefully not too soon, right?
Yeah, just get all those old athletic injuries fixed up. Thanks for being part of Rock Red with 94KX. And for all information, you can go to WQKX.com and it'll link you up with Evan. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Tail Wagon Wednesday, which has been probably one of the few fun things we've gotten to do during this pandemic. Jen from the Danville SPCA drives to Laura's house and they play with animals. This is what we do. Well, this morning we are titling the show The Day After COVID Vaccine with Tom and Laura. I got my first vaccination yesterday. I'm fine. The Pfizer vaccine. Laura got the second, her second vaccination, the Moderna, and she got all those symptoms about 12 hours later, just as expected. She came on the air with us at 6 a.m. this morning and toughed it out as long as she could, but with a fever and the chills and all that, we decided that she should bow out and go right to bed. But Jen is with us from the SPCA, and well, Laura doesn't get to play with the dog today, but we get to talk to you, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm here, and I'm here with Molly, too, so we're both very excited.
Okay. Now, Molly is our Tail Wagon Wednesday four-legged friend of the month. Molly is a seven-year-old beagle mix or beagle?
Beagle mix. She's a large beagle. She looks like a beagle, but just maybe add an extra, like, 10 to 15 pounds.
Well, that's the 10 to 15 pounds we've all gained during the pandemic, I think.
There we go. Yeah.
So tell me about Molly. What's she like?
Molly, honestly, from what I've noticed, she just likes to snuggle all day. And if you aren't constantly petting her, she will cry and headbutt you a little bit to reassure you like you need to be petting her right now. But other than that, like, she's done great at home. She kind of is a little bit shut down in the shelter. She cries a lot. So I was a little bit kind of like worrying about her crying all night, being very upset. Aww. But she's been doing great at home. She's good with the cat. She's good with the other dogs. And she just wants to literally lay next to you and be snuggled all day.
Well, that's great that she's good with other pets. Since she's a snuggler, I would imagine she's going to be really good with kids too, right?
Oh, yeah, she would be fine with kids. I know she, Molly actually came to us. Her owner passed away, and their family brought her in because they just didn't have the means for her. So that's why we're thinking she's a little bit extra sad and depressed, is just because she's kind of missing her owner. But I know she does great with kids. I've thrown my cat to the wolves to see if she's good with cats. They do great together, and she's good with the other dogs, too.
Wow. I get emotional there when you say poor Molly is missing her owner who has passed away. Molly needs a home now, right?
Yes, she's looking for her home. A lot of people have kind of been, like, bypassing her a little bit because she's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. She's 7 going on 8. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she's very energetic when I do take her out for walks. She's a hound, so her nose is to the ground constantly. We have to stop and sniff everything every 2 seconds, even after the business is done. So we had to hurry up a little bit this morning. But, yeah, honestly, she's very quiet, too, from what I've noticed at home. In the shelter, like, it's hard for us to determine if an animal's going to be quiet or not at home.
Right.
But she's just been snoozing this whole time, happy to be on a bed, being petted.
And that's an interesting point you make there, Jen, because at the shelter, all these dogs are barking and howling, and you don't really know. So you always take our Tail Wagon Wednesday pet of the month, and you take them home, and then you see what they're like at home and with your pets. And Molly seems perfect, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, honestly, she fits right in with my pack.
There you go. So I'm sure people listening this morning will want to take a look at Molly. What Laura usually does from her backyard or her house is a Facebook Live with our Tail Wagon Wednesday Pet of the Month. But since Laura is suffering from COVID vaccine, we will be posting photos of Molly on the 94KX Facebook page. And hopefully you could call the SPCA and set up an appointment, right?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 570-275-0340. And our phones are open every day between 11 and 6 p.m. If you are interested in Molly and you have other dogs, just make sure that you bring them along to your appointment time and bring your dog's updated vaccine records. And Molly's adoption fee is $300 plus tax, which includes her spay, microchip, vaccines, and then flea and tick treatment and deworming.
Very good. And all through this, Jen, Molly's been pretty quiet. I haven't heard a peep.
She was given a little whines at first, so I just have to reach my hand over and pet her, but now she's falling asleep in my bed.
She's a lot quieter than Laura's dogs. Jen, thank you very much, the SPCA, and a big thanks to Wicked Dog Grill, who make this all possible. Wicked Dog Grill says, don't shop, adopt. And they want to get dogs into homes all over Central PA. So thanks to Wicked Dog, and thanks to the Danville SPCA. We'll talk to you next month, Jen.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you, Molly.
You'll
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX, rocking the red for healthy hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital all month this month. Hey, thanks again to Athletic Training Coordinator Tyler Hansen. He was quite energetic this morning. Got us all to get up and get moving. All right. Just do something simple around the house. Sunny, beautiful out today, albeit cold. Bundle up, go outside, get some movement in, get some exercise. We're also kind all month long with our good friends at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. We have another winner coming up Friday morning. Just someone who is different than us, but they're very kind. As we spread kindness throughout the greater Susquehanna Valley. Also, we're getting Figo fit all February long with our good friend, Chelsea Pagana Davis. She's got tips for the day. Now, Laura would usually do these tips, but she bowed out of the show this morning, not feeling well after vaccine number two. Anyway, today, Chelsea Davis says, get your vitamin D. Staying indoors during the wintertime can be a bad thing. Sure, it's cold outside, and nobody, you know, most people don't like getting out as much in a winter, but that could be the culprit to the lack of essential vitamins, including vitamin D. Chelsea says take a supplement, or better yet, just get outside, even if it's only 10 minutes a day. Think about it. 10 minutes a day on a sunny day like today should get you enough vitamin D for the day. Thank you, Chelsea. Figo Friday. Chelsea joins us and does a review of all of our tips and gives us the tip on Friday. Stay with us, Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You feeling me?
Tom and Laura wrapping up for the day.
Let's do something.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. I lost my buddy Laura at about 7:30 this morning, and the show today being called the day after COVID vaccine. I got my first shot at Evan, thanks to Nurse Kate and the crew there. My Pfizer dose number one. I'm fine. Laura, however, had dose number two, the Moderna dose, and she knew what her own family had gone through. And of course, doing all the research. About 12 hours after that dose, you could have flu-like symptoms. Hats off to my partner. She came on the air at 6 o'clock and toughed it out with a 101-degree fever, achiness, chills, all the side effects, including the headache, which got pretty bad by 7:30, so she bowed out at 7:30. But we love her, and we hope she gets over this. It's probably a 12-hour stint she's got ahead of her, and she'll be back tomorrow morning, I hope. I certainly hope. I'll do the thought for the day since Laura's not with us. Think of this. To the world, you, maybe just one person, but to one person, you may be the world. Have a good day, everybody.